弟兄姊妹们早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
你们好像还是没有睡醒的感觉。
It seems like you haven't woken up yet.
我们一同看一个地方的圣经。
Let's take a look at a passage in the Bible.
我们先看马太福音第一章。
We look at Matthew chapter 1.
马太第一章，我们看第五节的下半，还第六节的上半。
We're going to read Matthew chapter 1, the first half of
verse 5,
and then the last half of verse 6.
路德是生俄比德，俄比德生耶西，耶西生大卫王。
Boaz the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth, Obed the father of Jesse, and Jesse the father of King David.
这是主耶稣基督的家谱。
This is the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
里头就提到有一个女人的名字叫做路德。
And there is a mentioning of a woman whose name is Ruth.
今天早上我要跟大家讲路德的故事。
This morning I would like to share with you the story of Ruth.
好吧，我们一同先来看路德记。
So let's take a look at the book of Ruth.
还是问一下，路德记你们都熟吗？你们知道路德的故事吗？
Are you familiar with the story of Ruth?
点头，摇头。
Maybe nod your head or shake it.
熟不熟
Familiar or not familiar?
怎么还没有反应
There's no reaction.
Yes, no.
Yes or
yes.
no?
Yes. 那好。然后你们读熟了，我们就读少一点。
So if you're familiar, we're going to read fewer passages.
我们看第一章，路德记第一章。
We're going to take a look at Ruth chapter 1.
我们从第一节一直看到第五节。
Verses 1-5. In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land, and a man from Bethlehem in Judah, together with his wife and two sons, went to live for a while in the country of Moab. The man's name was Elimelech, his wife's name Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. They were Ephrathites from Bethlehem, Judah, and they went to Moab and lived there. Now Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons.They married Moabite women, one named Orpah and the other Ruth. After they had lived there for about 10 years, both Mahlon and Chilion also died, and Naomi was left without her two sons and her husband.
我们看十五节，从十五节一直看到二十二节。
We can also read from verses 15-22. Look, said Naomi, your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her gods. Go back with her.But Ruth replied, Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if anything but death separates you and me. When Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her. So the two women went on until they came to Bethlehem. When they arrived in Bethlehem,The whole town was stirred because of them, and the women exclaimed, Can this be Naomi? Don't call me Naomi, she told them. Call me Mara, because the Almighty has made my life very bitter. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi? The Lord has afflicted me. The Almighty has brought misfortune upon me. So Naomi returned from Moab, accompanied by Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, arriving in Bethlehem as the barley harvest was beginning.
我们看最后的第四章。
Let's take a look at chapter 4.
我们看十三节到十六节。
We're going to read verses 13-16. So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. Then he went to her, and the Lord enabled her to conceive, and she gave birth to a son.The woman said to Naomi, Praise be to the Lord, who this day has not left you without a kinsman redeemer. May he become famous throughout Israel. He will renew your life and sustain you in your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you and who is better to you than 7 sons, has given him birth. Then Naomi took the child, laid him in her lap, and cared for him.
好，那当然，如果有可能，我们把整个的路德记都读过，那会是更好的。
Of course, it would have been better if we could read the entire book of Ruth.
但是呢，我想今天如果把路德基督读过，要花太长的时间了。
But it would take a long time to read the entire book today.
那如果你们都知道路德记的故事，那我想我就不需要很详细的再说一遍。
And also, if you know this book of Ruth very well, then I won't go into detail about it.
我很少在这里给你们讲旧约的故事。
Rarely do I share with you about a story in the Old Testament.
因为我想这个你们会感觉跟你日常的生活有很大的距离。
Because I think you would feel that there's a great distance from your daily life.
但我在主面前有点感觉要讲什么的时候，我想要把这个美丽的小故事跟你们再一同温习一下。
But as I was waiting for the Lord about what to share, I just wanted to share this beautiful story with each of you.
我们读圣经的时候，我们常常奇怪，神为什么把有些小故事放在圣经的里头？
Often when I read the Bible, I wonder, why does the Lord want to play this short story in this Bible?
你要知道，圣经里头有两本书是用女孩子的名字来作为这个书的题目的。
As you know, there are two books in the Bible that use the name of a woman.
一本就是路德。
One book is known the book of Ruth.
另外一本是以斯帖。
The other one is Esther.
那两本书都说到两个很漂亮的女孩子。
Now these two books speak of two very beautiful women.
一个是以色列人。
One is an Israelite.
她活在外邦。
She is a Gentile.
She's not a Gentile.
She was living in a Gentile nation. Another one is a Gentile woman. She was living among the Jewish people. Now, two of them, it seems like they're very weak.
但是从前女孩子身上就带给神的百姓很大的祝福。
But yet they have brought great blessings to the people of God.
所以我们姊妹们你要知道
So my sisters, you need to know.
你不要以为说我做一个姊妹好像没有很大的用处
Don't feel that I don't have a lot of use as a female.
其实不是的
That is not true.
神会用姊妹做了一个非常大的事情
God can use sisters to do great things for him.
那当然了，如果我们来得路德的故事
Now of course when we come to the story of Ruth
我不知道你读的时候有什么感觉
We don't know what feelings you have when you read this book.
但是路德记一开始的时候就告诉我们说在路德的时候是发生怎么样的一个事情。
But in the beginning of the book of Ruth, you can see what has happened to her.
圣经很简单的说了一句话。
Very simply, the Bible puts it.
那个时候就是士师在秉政的时候。
That during a time when there were the ruling of the judges?
Yeah, the ruling judges.这是士师在管理以色列百姓的时候。
And while the judges were ruling and looking over the people of Israel.
那就是路德记的背景。
This is the background to the book of Ruth.
那弟兄姊妹。
Now, brothers and sisters.
什么叫做士师秉政的时候呢？
Now, what does it mean for the time when judges ruled?
那今天我们在北美，我们一点感觉都没有。
Now, today, as North Americans, we don't have an understanding of this.
那谁当这个加拿大的总理，好像我们也不太紧张。
And whoever is the Prime Minister of Canada, we aren't too concerned.
但是因为我们这个现在这个管理的人都是我们选举出来的。
And so whoever manages the country is elected by us.
但是在以色列的时候
But in the time of Israel,
他们很看重一个事情
They emphasize on something.
就是说到底谁在管理神的百姓
And that's who would be there to oversee the people of God.
在士师的时代，圣经用了一句话来描写。
In the days of the judges, the Bible uses one descriptive sentence.
那就是那个时候以色列没有王。
And is that in those days Israel had no king?
每个人你喜欢做什么就做什么。
And everyone did whatever was right in his or her own eyes.
那然后我们读士师记的时候。
And so when we read
the book of judges,
我们看到什么呢？ What can we see?
里面一个一个故事我们看到都是失败
Each story we see there are many failures
我们看到每一个故事都是告诉我们说以色列人怎么落在罪恶的里面
And so with each story in the book of Judges we see how the Israelites have fallen into sin
都是黑暗
It's all darkness
你一点亮光都没有看到
There's not even a ray of light
我们不知道出路在什么的地方
And we do not know the way out
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们今天活在这个社会里面。
Today, as we live in today's society，
你们是年轻的
，you are young people，
你们不知道这个世界里头有多黑暗。
You do not know how much darkness there is in this world。
但如果我们真明白了一点
，but if we truly understand one point，
你就要知道，原来在我们活周围的环境里头满了黑暗的情形。
That as we look around us in our environment, we see that there are so many dark things。
如果你跟一些朋友谈话。
Sometimes if you talk to your friends,
你就发觉原来在他生命里头满了黑暗的事情。
And in their lives, you may see some evidence of the darkness.
我不知道你们对这个社会有没有一些留意。
I don't know if you've been paying attention to this society.
如果你也知道一点的话
，if you do know a little bit,
你知道今天家庭有多少的困难。
You can see that there are many difficulties that are in families.
然后在我人与人之间有很多很麻烦的关系。
Also, there are many difficulties between man and man or women-women relationships.
我们以为说其实好像不是很重要。
And we feel that it seems not to be not very important.
但弟兄姊妹
，but brothers and sisters,
我们好像用圣经总结的一句话来说。
It seems as if there's one concluding sentence from the Bible.
那个时候没有王。
In those days, there was no king.
每个人你喜欢做什么就做什么。
And everyone did what was right in his or her eyes.
我知道我的小女儿她告诉我一些现在在美国的情形。
Now my youngest daughter was telling me about things that are happening in the U.S.
以前我不太知道。
In the past, I did not know.
那现在她在学这个。
But now she's learning.
我他就知道一些在周围发生很多的事情。
And she realizes that all around her.
他有的时候来告诉我一点。
Sometimes she will share with me a little bit.
我就发觉一个事情。
And I will discover.
原来这里有很多很多生命里头痛苦的故事。
That there are many sorrows and pains in a lot of lives.
我们以为物质生活解决了，什么都解决了。
We think that material things can often solve our problems.
但是事实是真的这样子吗？
But truly, is this the case?
你能够有一个好的房子。
If you can have a great place to live.
你有一个很好的教育。
Or if you have a good education.
你有什么东西好像外面都满足了。
As if everything on the outside you have been satisfied.
但在你心里头有一个感觉。
But in your heart you have this feeling.
原来在世界里头是痛苦的。
That in this world there's so much suffering.
在路德记里头告诉我们一个事情。
In the book of Ruth it tells us one thing.
原来在整个以色列百姓的里面。
In among all the Israelite people.
从外面来说他们住在迦南地。
And on the external they seem to be living in the land of Canaan.
好像神要带他们进去的地方他们已经进去了。
As if the place which God had led them they have already entered.
但是他们的表现是什么样的表现？
But how did they demonstrate who they were?
他说我自己是王。
They said that we are kings ourselves.
我要怎么过生活就怎么过生活。
However I want to live my life, I will live it.
那如果你过这样生活的话。
So if you live the life this way.
慢慢你就发觉你的生命里头就是一团的糟。
You'll discover that your life is a mess.
很多事情你自己管不来。
A lot of things you cannot control.
年轻的弟兄姊妹常常问一个问题。
Younger brothers and sisters often ask me a question.
他问说我每天星期天来听道理是不错的。
Now every Sunday when I come and hear a message, it's not bad.
但是我听了这些道理，好像我只是外面的听见。
But after I've heard these teachings, it seems like they're external teachings.
但是跟我生命发生什么样的关系？
And whether it has a relationship to my life.
我只是听到很多该怎么做，怎么做，怎么做。
I just hear a lot of do's and don'ts.
那但是我怎么做呢？
But how can I actually live?
我怎么能够活出来呢？
How can I live this out?
你知道诗诗记不是路德记节里还说到一个事情。
And we see that in the book of Ruth it tells us.
这里有一个家庭。
That there's a family here.
这个家庭有个人，这个男人的名字叫做以利米勒。
And there's a man in this book called Elimelech.
以利米勒这个字是什么意思呢？
Now what is the meaning of Elimelech?
我想你们读英文的人就好一点。
For those who read the English version, it is easier.
你知道圣经里头凡是 EL 那个字出现的时候，就是神的意思。
Now whenever you see the word L, it means God.
以利米勒就是神是我的王。
Now Elimelech, this name, it means the God is my king.
那意思是说，我要一个心说神来做我的王。
is to say that in my heart, I have this desire that God will be my king. I do not know if you ever thought of this.
你有没有跟神说, 神啊,
have you told the Lord that, oh God, you are my king?
所以这个人就起一个名字,
and so this man, he was given this name.
他叫以利米勒,
Elimelech.
他就是说, 我的生命里头,
and he's saying that in my life, God is my king. And so he married a wife.
那他太太呢, 圣经没有说他漂亮不漂亮,
now the wife is. The Bible never mentions whether she's beautiful or not.
但是她叫个名字也很好啊,
but yet her name is very beautiful.
她叫拿俄米,
and the name is Naomi.
拿俄米的意思是什么?
What is the meaning of Naomi?
这是田,
it means field.
Sweet.
Oh, sweet.
但意思,这个她的太太的意思是说,在我生命里头要满了甜的东西。
And so it's to say that in my life, it's full of sweetness.
你喜欢吗?
Do you like this?
那当然不是吃糖的那个甜,
and obviously it's not eating candy, that type of sweetness.
那就是说在我生命每一个细节里头, 我都发觉是很甜的,
and it's to say that in my life, a lot of things that happen are very sweet.
然后我跟我的丈夫在一起很甜蜜,
and so when I am with my husband, it's very sweet.
然后我的儿子跟我一起, 我很甜蜜,
or when my sons are with me, I feel very sweet.
在我生活的环境每个来的时候, 我都感觉很甜蜜,
and so in all my life circumstances, I feel that there's a sweetness.
那不是很幸福的生活吗?
And isn't this a very blessed life?
那丈夫叫做神是我的王,
and then my husband's name Elimelech, my God is king.
然后我的生活就是说都是满了甜蜜,
and in my life, it is full of sweetness.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这是他们的所想的,
this is what they have thought.
但事实是怎么样?
However, what was it in reality?
我们有很多我们的期盼,
we have many hopes.
我们希望我们的生活是这样, 是这样,
we hope that our life will be like this or like that.
但是我亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
but my dear brothers and sisters,
如果没有经过神的带领,
without the leading of our God,
如果没有经过神的手,
without it's going through our Lord's hand,
我们所想的不是实在的,
the things that we think about are not practical.
我们心里头所以为的跟神的水平是有个很大的差距。
The things that we think about and the standards of God, there is a great distance.
我们说神是我们的王,
and we say that God is our king.
但是如果从来没有饥荒,
but if there was never a famine,
我们以为说我们就能过这样的生活,
and if we say that we can live a life like this,
我们以为我们能够有甜,
and we think that we can have a sweetness in our lives,
但是如果没有经过人生一些苦难的时候, 我们以为甜就是我们所想象的,
and so without going through suffering, we think that the sweetness is the sweetness we've conceived of.
那感谢神,
so thank the Lord.
神在这里做了个非常奇妙的事情,
that God does a wondrous thing here.
我们刚才读到马太福音的时候,
and while we were reading the Gospel of Matthew,
圣经描写了一个事情,
the Bible depicts a story.
他说从路德一直生下去, 他就做了大卫的祖母,
and so as the line progresses from Ruth, she becomes the grandmother of David.
当然我想路德他从来没有想过在他生命里头能够出现这么的一个人,
and so, of course, in Ruth's life, she never imagined who would descend from her.
但是主神知道,
but yet, God knew.
他知道他有对整个以色列的百姓, 他有一个计划,
he knew that towards all the people of Israel, he had this plan.
不管以色列人怎么的失败,
no matter how the Israelites have failed,
你知道在世事的时候,
you know that in the times of the judges,
人以色列人已经失败到一个地步, 好像都在罪的里面,
the Israelites have failed to a point where they were constantly in sin.
他们常跟神祷告说, 神啊你好像把我们都忘记了,
and they often prayed to God and said, oh God, why have you forgotten me?
但是我要告诉弟兄姊妹,
but yet I want to tell brothers and sisters,
我们每一个人,
each of us,
我们在今天新约的时候,
today in the time of the New Testament,
神从来不会忘记我们,
God never forgets about us.
神做一个奇妙的事情,
God does an amazing thing.
他要我们每个人的生命要跟神永远的旨意连上了关系。
God wants our lives and His eternal purpose to have this relationship.
你知道神有一个永远的旨意。
You know that God has an eternal purpose.
这个永远的旨意, 是关乎整个宇宙的。
And this eternal purpose has to deal with the entire universe.
然后这个永远的旨意也跟我们每一个弟兄姊妹要连上了关系。
And this eternal purpose is linked to each of our lives here.
你要知道这是何等大的事情。
You know how great this is?
我们以为说我们人生七十年、八十年就过去了。
And for us, 70 or 80 years and it passes.
你们年轻的时候你不感觉。
And when you're young, you do not feel this.
因为你前面日子很多。
Because the days ahead of you are so many.
我记得我年轻的时候。
I remember when I was young.
我想啊一个人40岁啊已经是老了。
And I thought, oh, when you're 40, you're very old already.
如果60岁呢如果是
If 60 years old.
那一定是一个老公公啊。
Then you are a grandpa.
现在我糟糕了。
So now I'm in trouble.
我要快到60岁了。
I am almost 60.
那怎么办啊
？So what do I do?
照着我自己的标准来说，已经是个老人家了。
To my own standards, I am a senior.
我前面的日子不多了。
And I don't have many days ahead of me.
所以我常要讲我过去发生了什么事情。
So often I will just talk about my past.
我因为我前面没有太多的东西可以讲了。
Because there are not too many things ahead of me that I can talk about.
弟兄姊妹啊。
Brothers and sisters,
你人生不是那样的长。
Your life may be this long.
但是神说他要跟你的人生跟他永远的旨意发生了关系。
And despite how brief our lives are, God wants us to have a link to His eternal purpose.
好像路德。
Just like Ruth.
待会我要告诉路德他的最大的转机在什么地方。
Later I want to tell you what is Ruth's greatest transformation.
但是我要先跟大家说。
And I want to tell you now, brothers and sisters,
你要在读书,
that while you're studying,
你在上班,
while you're working,
你做了很多的事情,
you are doing many things.
但神说,
but God says,
不但是你一生的日子,
not just the days of your life.
你不是想说我应该在哪个学校读书,
it's not just about which school that I go to.
你在哪个公司上班,
or which company I work at.
我要嫁给哪个男孩子
？Or which person I'm married to？
不是单单是这样。
It's not your life isn't simply about these things。
那就跟那些还没有信主的人好像是差不多了。
I mean it's similar to the non-believing people。
我们是要跟神永远的旨意连上了关系。
But yet our lives are linked with God's eternal purpose。
在世事的时候。
In the days of the judges,
他们都在失败的里面,
they were living in failures.
但神没有放弃他的百姓,
but God never gave up on his people.
神要在他百姓里头做一个很奇妙的工作,
God wanted to do a wondrous work in his people.
不是做了很轰烈的事情,
it was not a great thing.
我们想如果神要改变世事这个环境,
now if God wants to change the circumstances of the world,
我们想神做了一个事情叫我们每个人眼睛都瞪得很大。
And I think God would do this great spectacle so that our eyes would widen.
我想神哎呀这是神做的大事情。
And we say, oh, this is a great thing that God has done.
哎没有哎。
But no.
神只找了一个人叫以利米勒。
God has found this one person named Elimelech.
就在他的家庭的里面。
And it is in his family.
就做了一些变化。
That he was working some changes.
然后带了一个女孩子。
And then he brought along this young woman.
叫做路德。
And her name was Ruth.
然后这个路德其实也很简单，这是一个女孩子的爱情故事。
And now simply put, this is the love story of a young woman.
但我要知道。
And yet I know.
就在那么平凡的生活的里面。
In such a common everyday experience.
神就把整个的以色列的事情把它完全改变过来了。
That God changed the situation of all the Israelites.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so, my dear brothers and sisters,
你以为我的生活是小事吗?
Do you think that your own life is a small matter?
我这个做我的过什么生活跟教会好像没有什么关系吗?
Or the life that I live has no relationship to the church?
不,
no.
你自己一点点的生活。
Your own life.
你在生命里头你怎么来顺服主?
How you obey the Lord.
那会带来很大的影响。
This can have a great influence.
这里告诉我们说，那个时候以色列遭遇的饥荒。
Here at that time there was a famine in Israel.
然后这个以利米勒，他就想他要离开，迦南地。
And so Elimelech leaves the land of Canaan.
他的名是什么？
What is his name?
他的神是我的王。
The name is My God is my King.
如果他知道神是他的王,
Now if he knows that God is his King,
他应该知道他不能够离开神所应许的地方。
Then he needs to know that he should not have left the land of God's promise.
他认为说他应该只有留在
He would have known that he should have stayed residing in the land of Canaan.
但困难在什么地方?
But where is the difficulty?
饥荒来了,
Famine has come.
缺乏来了,
Lack has come.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
当我们生活里头每样都是很好的时候,
when things in our lives are running smoothly,
我们好像很容易来听神的话,
and it seems so easy to listen to God's word.
但你发觉如果在你生命里头有缺乏的时候,
but when you discover there's lack in your life,
你有的时候你真能够听神的话吗?
Can you really obey the word of the Lord?
什么叫做饥荒?
So what is famine?
饥荒的意思是什么?
What is the meaning of famine?
就是你得不到满足。
It means that you cannot be satisfied.
你里头有个需要,
inside of you there's this need.
但这个需要你满足不了。
But you cannot satisfy this need.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
今天你不可能肚子饿的。
Today you cannot be hungry.
对吗?
Right?
你在加拿大, 难道你还会肚子饿吗?
In Canada, it's hard for us to be hungry.
除非你是勉强自己要肚子饿。
Unless you force yourself to be hungry.
因为你感觉你太胖了。
Because you feel that you need to lose weight.
那所以你才强迫自己不吃饭。
So then you may force yourself not to eat certain things.
西方的意思,
the meaning of famine.
他不满足,
it means to be dissatisfied.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters.
你满足不满足?
Are you satisfied?
我说的不是外面的,
I'm not speaking externally.
我说的是你生命里头,
I'm talking that in your life, do you have the satisfaction?
很多弟兄姊妹来找我,
a lot of brothers and sisters come in and look for me.
他来问我一些问题,
and they ask me questions.
我发觉问题是什么?
The questions, what are they?
其实一个基督徒最困难的是不知道怎么过一个有喜乐的生活。
In reality, the most difficult thing for a Christian is to live a life filled with joy.
他认为说今天我要喜乐的是什么,他搞不清楚。
And to feel like, what is it that will make me joyful? I can't figure it out.
你知道其实在生命里头痛苦的事情发生的时候,难过不难过?
And so if suffering occurs in your life, I mean, will you not be sorrowful?
我们在痛苦的时候,我们是不舒服。
And when we're in suffering, we're uncomfortable.
但是我们发觉,
but we discover
在我们痛苦的时候,
that in the midst of our suffering,
我们会跟主走得更靠近,
that we will be even closer to our Lord.
但我们感觉很多很为难的事情的时候,
and we're surrounded by difficulties,
我们总是会跟主走得很近很近。
We will walk really closely to our Lord.
但是当我们最快乐的时候,
but in our most happy moments,
当我们在享受的时候,
when we're enjoying ourselves,
我们把诅咒忘记了,
we forget about our Lord.
会吗?
Is this true?
我亲爱的年轻的弟兄姊妹,
my dear brothers and sisters,
今天我的感觉是什么?
Today, what is my feeling?
我们不知道我们的需要,
we do not know our needs.
在我们每个人生命里头, 我们都有一个的饥荒。
And so in each of our lives, we have this famine.
这个饥荒不是你吃不饱。
And this famine isn't that you cannot eat fully.
你不知道什么叫做真正的喜乐。
But you do not know what true joy is in your life.
你们不知道你真正叫你最喜欢的是什么。
You do not know what is it that causes you to really have joy.
如果今天你谈恋爱,
if today you are in a relationship,
你跟你的女朋友很好,
if you and your girlfriend, it's really good.
那你就感觉, 哎呀, 太好了。
And you think, oh, this is great.
你很容易把主忘记,
and easily you can forget the Lord.
然后这样你在一起, 你们享受在一起的关系的时候,
and as you're enjoying that relationship,
慢慢你很容易, 你就忘记主要你过怎么样的生活的标准。
Sometimes gradually you'll forget about what standards the Lord has for you in your life.
我亲爱的年轻的弟兄姊妹,
my dear brothers and sisters,
为什么在你们生命里头有那么多的问题呢?
Why is it that there's so many problems in our lives?
你不知道怎么来处理, 你的 pleasure,
and you do not know how to manage your pleasure.
我们都追寻喜乐的人生。
We are all in have a pursuit of happiness.
我们 但是在我们喜乐里头，我们常常搞错了。
But often we're mistaken in the things that we pursue.
我们走错了很多的路。
We have walked many wrong paths.
所以有的时候。
So sometimes.
神把一些痛苦的时候量给我们。
God may measure suffering to us.
在痛苦的时候，我们常怀疑神啊，为什么你这样对我？
And sometimes in that suffering, we doubt and we ask God, why are you treating me this way?
但你发觉那个时候，你跟主走得很近。
But you discover that in those times, you are walking very closely with the Lord.
会吗？
Is this the case?
如果你跟你的朋友、跟你的丈夫关系不好。
If you and your friend or your husband and your relationship is not good,
你是一个真正爱主的人，
and you truly love the Lord,
你里头感觉难过，
inside you have suffering,
你会跟主多讲话，
you will speak often to the Lord,
你会把你所有的需要都来告诉主，
and you will tell the Lord all the needs in your heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so my dear brothers and
sisters, 我亲爱的青年人，
my dear young people,
在你生命的里头，
that in your lives,
我们要学习一个。
We need to learn one thing.
知道怎么处理你的欢喜的日子。
It is to know how to manage the days that you have pleasure.
你看了一个 hockey game, 你很高兴。
After you watch the hockey game, you're very thrilled.
会吗？
Is that so?
你跟朋友们在外头吃了一顿晚饭，你很高兴。
Or after you've had a wonderful dinner with your friends, you're very happy.
神没有说把这个都不量给我们。
No, God never said that he would not measure this for us.
神希望每个他的孩子都过得快快乐乐的。
And God wants his children to live happily.
但很可惜是什么？
But sadly, what is it?
我们不知道怎么处理这周围的事情。
We do not know how to deal with different circumstances.
就好像以利米勒一样。
Just like this person, Elimelech.
他自己心里所想的。
And he just went according to what he thought.
他想神是我的王。
His name is my God is my king.
但当困难来了。
But yet when difficulties arose.
神在帮助他的时候。
And as God came to help him.
他想我自己想办法。
He says, no, I have my own plan.
我要自己想出路。
I can think of a way out.
所以他就带了他的姊妹，带了他的太太。
So he brought his wife.
就离开了。神的应许的地方，
and he left the promised land，
然后来到摩亚地区，
and he came into the land of Moab。
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters，
我不知道在今天在你生命里头，你是在经历饥荒呢，还是经历丰富？
I do not know in your lives if you're experiencing famine or are you experiencing abundance。
我不知道那个所谓的饥荒，当然不是说你口袋没有钱那个饥荒。
Now, this famine I'm talking about isn't to say that you don't have money.
我不是说你今天连吃饭的机会都没有，我不是说这个。
And we're not saying that you don't have an opportunity to eat.
我的问题是什么呢？
Now, what is the issue here?
在你生命现在，你有没有那个缺乏？
In your present life, do you have this lack in you?
你是缺乏能力。
Do you lack strength?
你缺乏喜乐。
Do you lack joy?
你缺乏跟神之间那个亲密的关系。
Do you lack having this close relationship with our God?
你缺乏了，怎么不知道怎么在地上活得更叫神能够满足？
You lack knowing how to live in a way that causes God's heart to be satisfied.
如果在你生命里头满了这些缺乏。
So if in your life it's full of lack.
在这里描写就好像饥荒一样。
And here it describes this.Famine.
你每天去上班。
Each day you go to work.
九点钟回到办公房。
Maybe 9 o'clock you arrive at the office.
你一直忙到6点钟。
And you are so busy until 6 p.m.
然后你就回家。
Then you return home.
里头你有没有跟真正的满足呢？
Have you felt this inward satisfaction inside?
那弟兄姊妹。
Now brothers and sisters.
这里告诉我们。
Here it tells us.
神不是要我们只过这个地上人。一般的生活。
God doesn't want us to live a life like the common person.
如果在你生命里头，你发觉这个不满足。
Now if you discover that in your lives you have this lack.
如果你发觉你正好像在饥荒里头一样。
And if you discover that it's as if you're living in famine.
那神在你生命里头要做改变的工作。
Now God will want to do this work of transformation in your life.
整个路德记告诉我们什么？
What does the book of Ruth tell us?
我们可以用一个字来描写它。
We can use one word to describe it.
那就是恩典。
It is the word grace.
路德给我们看到，整个路德记看见是恩典。
In the book of Ruth, it shows us grace.
从以色列人失败。
From the failings of the Israelites,
神来改变他,
God came to change them,
改变那个环境,
to change the circumstances.
是神给恩典,
it is the grace of God.
在路德那个故事的里面,
and so in the story of Ruth,
神给我们看到什么?
What does God show us?
是恩典,
it is grace.
那弟兄姊妹,
now, brothers and sisters,
什么是恩典呢?
What is grace?
想你们听了那么多的道理, 一定非常的明白。
You have heard so many messages, so I'm sure you must truly understand.
恩典原来不是一些外面的东西。
Now, grace is not an external thing.
你想想看。
Now, when you think about it,
对路德来说,
to Ruth,
你们刚才点头,你说路德记你们都很熟哈。
And so earlier I saw some people nodding, and you're familiar with the book.
如果在路德的生命的里面,
so in the life of Ruth,
最大的恩典是什么?
What is the greatest act of grace?
那可能你会这样想。
Now you perhaps may think.
路德在路德记里头最大的恩典是不是他每天到田里头他就捡到很多的麦穗。
In the book of Ruth, maybe the greatest grace was that she was able to glean in the fields.
他到田里头就能够很多麦穗抱了一大包然后抱回家里头去。
And that she could take home a lot of wheat or barley.
那再多一点。
And so she could gather a lot.
然后呢有的时候这个仆人还故意把这些麦穗丢在后头让他能够捡呢。
And so some of the workers, they would purposely leave more for her to glean.
然后再好一点。
And so even better.
他能够坐在那个田里头跟那些仆人一起能够吃饭。
She can eat with these other harvesters.
那如果你读路德记你就知道了。
And so when you read the book of Ruth,
你发觉这个恩典是越来越多的。
You discover that this grace is greater and greater.
本来她以为说能够在田里头捡点麦穗已经很好了。
Originally she thought, as long as I can glean after these harvesters, it's great.
那是不错了。
This is already great.
她没有种这个田啊。
I mean, she did not actually plan to cultivate these fields.
那个田是人家种的。
And these fields were cultivated by someone else.
她就那边就能够捡到了。
And so here she can glean after them.
她不用付钱。
And she did not need to pay.
她就拿到那些麦穗。
And she can get the wheat.
这是恩典，对吗？
This is grace, isn't it?
然后再多一点。
And so even more so.
那她捡的时候呢，她不要再去找了。
So when she's cleaning, she does not need to look here and there for.
因为她只要跟着那些仆人就在她自己的麦穗搂一些给她，她就可以捡到了。
And so all the harvesters, they leave behind grain for her to gather.
这就变成她很容易了。
And so this becomes more easy.
然后再多一点。
And even more so.
你如果去捡麦穗，你根本不能坐下来吃饭呢。
If you're gathering wheat, you cannot just sit down and eat.
因为这不是你的田。
Because this is not your field.
但是她居然可以坐下来。
But yet she is able to sit down.
然后我们跟那些割收割的人一起吃饭。
And that she can eat with these fellow harvesters.
这不是更大的恩典吗？
Is this even greater grace?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这像不像我们？
Is this like us?
我们什么都不用做。
That we do not need to do anything.
我们就能够相信主耶稣。
That we can believe in our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们什么都不用做。
We do not need to do anything.
神儿子的生命就给我们了。
And yet the life of the Son of God is given to us.
那我们什么都不用做。
So there's nothing that we need to do.
我们神儿子的生命就在我们里面成为我们的能力。
And the life of Christ is in us to be our strength.
然后我们什么都不用做。
And so we do not need to do anything.
然后我们就享受神家里头很多的丰富。
And so we enjoy the abundance in the house of God.
是吗？
Is it so?
这都是恩典。
This is all grace.
我们常想，哎呀，路德都是满了恩典。
Often we feel that the book of Ruth is full of grace.
但是。
However.
什么是最大的恩典？
No, but what is the greatest grace?
原来最大的恩典。
Actually, the greatest grace.
不是她捡到多少的麦穗。
It's not how much grain she could gather.
也不是她能够在这个田里头跟那些仆人一起吃饭。
It is also not her being able to eat with other harvesters.
最大的恩典是她能够得到伯亚斯。
The greatest grace is that she can obtain Boaz.
她成为伯亚斯的配偶。
That she becomes the spouse of Boaz.
你哪个才是最大的恩典？
Now this is the greatest grace.
对吗？
Is that so?
因为她得到波雅斯,
because she was with Boaz.
她什么都有了,
she has everything.
那弟兄姊妹,
now, brothers and sisters, what is the greatest grace in our lives?
我们在神面前求恩典,
before the Lord, we ask for grace.
我们神说, 神我需要这个, 我需要那个,
we tell God, God, I need this or I need that.
在我生命里头满了困难,
that in my life, it's full of difficulty.
你有没有向神说, 神啊, 求你把恩典给我,
have you ever prayed to the Lord and asked God, give me more grace?
我需要恩典来过这个难关,
I need grace to get through this difficulty.
我现在肚子很饿,
and right now, I feel very hungry.
求你把恩典给我,
God, can you give me grace?
我拿到恩典, 我就不再饥饿了,
and once I have grace, I will not be hungry.
现在我没有能力,
right now, I have no strength.
求你把恩典给我, 我就得到能力了,
give me grace, and I will be stronger.
我们就好像路德一样,
just like Ruth.
我的眼, 我开始的时候, 我的眼睛只看见那些摆在地上的麦穗,
in the beginning, all that I see is the wheat that's left in front of me.
我想只要得到其他麦穗, 我就够了,
and if I can gather some of this, then I can be satisfied. Because this is my need. However, God is not like this.
神说我不是把一点一点的恩典给你,
God says, I don't give you grace in little tidbits.
我们常以为说, 我们拿到一点点就够了,
often we think that if we can get just a little bit, it's
真的是的,
enough. But God is not like that.
路德告诉, 路德记告诉我们什么?
The book of Ruth, what does it tell us?
什么是真正的恩典?
What is true grace?
真正的恩典就是神说我把基督给你,
true grace is that I have given Jesus to you.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
得着神的儿子,
to receive the Son of God,
我们就得到完全的恩典了,
it is that we have received this complete grace.
你知道吗?
Do you know that?
我们常以为说我们都需要这个需要那个,
often we think we need this thing or that thing.
这不是的,
but this is not true.
神从来不把一些东西分开, 一点一点给我们,
God does not give us give grace in little tidbits.
神要么不给,
if he is to give,
神就把最完全的给我们,
God gives what is most complete to us.
所以我亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so my dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天追求什么?
Today, what are we pursuing after?
我们在神面前求什么?
Before the Lord, what are we looking for?
我们不要只求一点两点的东西,
we don't want to just ask for one or two things.
我们要求基督更多成为我们所经历的,
we want to pursue after how Christ can be more of something that we have experienced.
有些弟兄们来问说,
sometimes brethren will come and ask me,
我怎么能够脱离这个罪呢?
How can I escape from the sin?
我怎么能够在生活里头过得胜的生活呢?
How can I live a life that's overcoming?
我怎么能够我在服侍的里头我不再干呢?
How is it that in my service that things will not be so dry?
因为有些你们服侍的时候,
because sometimes when you serve,
你就会来说,
you will say,
我好干哦,
I feel it's so dry.
我不晓得你有没有试过,
I don't know if you experienced this before.
我有啊,
I have.
我记得我年轻的时候,
I remember when I was younger,
我在服侍,
while I was serving,
那时候我年纪不大,
I was not that old,
跟你们差不多,
about your age,
刚念大学一年级二年级,
I was in first or second year university.
那我就发觉啊, 哎呀, 怎么教会里头弟兄姊妹都不服侍的,
and I looked around, I was like, oh, why is it that brothers and sisters are not serving?
那我自己一个, 就好像很用功的服侍,
and it seemed like I was working really hard in service.
然后那些跟我非常好的弟兄,
and at that time there was a wonderful brother.
然后我就去跟他说了,
so I went and I shared this with him.
我说, 好吧我们一起来服侍啊,
how about let's serve together?
我们现在很缺乏人啊,
we really lack people.
你看是不是到处都没有人?
There's hardly anybody who's there.
那好吧我们一起, 好来服侍,
how about we serve together?
你知道他怎么回答我?
Do you know how he responded?
他说, 不定巧啊, 你先顶住一阵子啊,
he said, Brother Timothy Kwok, can you wait one moment?
我现在很多事情打不定,
he says, there's so many things I cannot deal with.
我刚刚跟一个姊妹啊, 在交往,
right now I have a relationship with this other sister.
我现在要跟她的关系搞好,
I need to deal with our relationship first.
那现在没有时间你这些事情,
I don't have time for what you're talking about.
你先顶住一阵啊, 你先撑一阵子,
can you take it on yourself?
然后呢，我搞定以后，我就过来帮你。
And so when I finish dealing with my issues, I'll come and help you.
因为他骗我的。
Well, he fooled me.
你知道，他后来结婚了，还没有回来。
And so after he got married, never came back.
那我在哪里？我顶啊。
And so I kept pushing forward.
好辛苦哦。
I felt so tired.
有的时候要聚会了。
Sometimes there are meetings.
我要准备要起来讲话。
Sometimes I have to prepare a message.
我什么都没有。
I'm nothing.
然后我感觉什么样？
And so what is my feeling?
我真的这个感觉。
I have this feeling.
我好像一块毛巾已经晒得很干了。
I feel like I am a towel that's been dried.
很干。
So it's so dry by the sun.
然后现在要把它流出水来。
And as if now I'm trying to wring some water out of it.
哎，我实在没有。
I have nothing to wring.
你怎么搅都没有水。
No matter how you wring this towel, there's no water.
我疲倦。
I was so tired.
我里面很干。
I felt so dry inside.
我说主怎么办？
I said, Lord, what do I do?
主我怎么来服侍？
How do I serve you?
我什么都没有了。
I have nothing.
我好累啊。
I'm very tired.
为什么这些弟兄们都不起来啊？
And so why is it that these other brothers they're not coming to serve?
我很干啊。
I feel so dry.
我没有服侍到这个地步， 我里头干到什么都没有。
I have not served to a point where I feel like there's nothing left inside of me to give.
我怎么能够去服侍呢？
So how can I serve?
主啊，你把一些东西给我吧。
So Lord, give me something.
来，弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我现在学会了。
I finally learned.
不是要外面的工作。
It's not all these external work.
不是从外面来的帮助。
It's not external help.
不是有从外面来的什么东西叫我不再干。
It's not the things from outside coming in to cause me to be no longer dry.
我学到什么呢？
What have I learned?
我得到了基督。
That I have received and obtained Christ.
主充满了我。
That the Lord has filled me.
我什么都有了。
Whatever, I have whatever I need.
你想我现在里面很干。
You can think that inside I feel so dry.
我怎么办？
What do I do?
你不是说什么能够叫我里头很滋润一点？
And it, like what can nourish me a little bit more?
不是外面的。
It's not coming from the outside.
神把基督给我们。
God is giving Christ to us.
就把那个饥荒解决了。
To deal with this famine.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
你里头满了不高兴。
Maybe in your heart you're full of unhappiness.
你在里面有很多叫你不高兴的东西。
There are a lot of things in your life that makes you feel unhappy.
问题不是说那外面的情况改变了，你就改变那个情形。
Now the thing is, it's not just externally if circumstances change that it would change how you feel internally.
重点是什么？
What is the important point here?
重点是你得到基督。
The important point is that you have Christ.
那主基督不是光外面头脑的得到。
Now, to have or appropriate Christ entirely, it's not just according to your mind.
不是你听了多少的道理就可以的。
And it's not just if you just hear some doctrine, then that's enough.
主真的显明在我们的心里头。
But God is truly revealed in our hearts.
我亲爱的青年弟兄姐妹，
My dear young brothers and sisters,
你有最好的头脑。
You have great minds.
你学了最高的教育。
You have the highest education.
你读了很多的书。
You have studied a lot.
但是，
However,
这个不能够帮助我们。
But this cannot help us.
我们一定要真的得到基督。
We need to truly obtain Christ.
基督真在我们的里面。
That Christ is in us.
路德的改变在哪里？
Now where is the change in Ruth?
我们刚才读路德他自己许愿的词。
And so earlier when we see Ruth's words,
是从16节一直到17节。
It's from verses 16 to 17.
这是第一章里头。
It's in chapter 1.
路德他不懂神的计划。
Now Ruth did not understand the plan of God.
路德甚至不知道神在以色列当中他要做何等大的事情，他不知道。
Now that great work that God was going to do in their, among their Israelites, Ruth did not know.
但路德他只有一个的祷告。
But Ruth had this one prayer.
他就像拿奥米这样祷告说。
And it's that she spoke to Naomi and urged her.
你往哪里去？
Wherever you go,
我就往哪里去。
I will go.
你在哪里住宿？
Where you stay, I will stay.
你的国就是我的国。
Your people will be my people.
你的神就是我的神。
And your God will be my God.
我不愿意离开你。
I am not willing to leave you. This is the prayer of Ruth.
就是在外邦的一个女孩子,
that this Gentile young woman,
她有这样的一个祷告,
she had this prayer and has changed the entire Israelite history.
圣经没有说,
now the Bible doesn't say,
这是我说的,
this is something I said.
可能,
perhaps,
在整个以色列国里头,
in this entire nation of Israel,
找不到这样的一个女孩子,
you cannot find a woman like her.
是这样单纯的一个心,
such a pure and simple heart.
她知道其实神要做工的地方,
and she knew that God was working.
她就不顾她自己的感觉,
and she disregarded her own feelings.
她就这样一直来跟随着拿俄米,
and so she wholeheartedly devoted herself to following Naomi.
我没有时间给你们好好描写 路德心里头的挣扎,
I do not have enough time to describe for you the struggle in the heart of Ruth.
从外面来说,
externally speaking,
路德有足够的理由留在摩亚地,
Naomi had every reason to want to stay.
Ruth.
Sorry, Ruth had every reason to stay in Moab.
她在摩亚长大,
she grew up in Moab.
她的家在摩亚,
her father's house was in Moab.
她所有的朋友都在摩亚,
all her friends were in Moab.
是对路德来说,
so to Ruth,
她有足够的理由, 她留在哪里?
She had every reason to stay in Moab.
再说,
moreover,
她的丈夫都死了,
her husband had just died.
她不再受任何的一个律法的捆绑,
she's no longer under any bondage of the law.
她喜欢做她喜欢的事情,
she can do whatever she wishes.
但路德不是,
however, Ruth was not like that.
她做了一个决定,
she made a decision.
只要拿俄米往哪里去,
it is that wherever Naomi goes,
她都跟随,
and she will follow.
然后整个以色列的历史因着她而改变,
and so that because of that, that the entire history of the Israelites was changed.
弟兄姊妹,
my brothers and sisters,
我们怎么做呢?
What can we do?
我们真的定下我们的心意,
have we set our minds?
我们来跟随圣灵的带领,
to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
当然你有很多的理由,
of course, you have many reasons.
你知道我们做基督徒,
you say that as Christians,
我们在神面前我们常常都讲理由,
often we will rationalize before our God.
我们都讲道理的,
I mean, we'll have many reasons.
但如果你做基督徒, 你慢慢做你就会明白,
but as you become a Christian and as the years pass,
你就知道理由是有理由的,
you realize that yes, there are reasons.
但是,
but
如果你愿意爱主,
if you're willing to love the Lord,
你愿意跟随主,
if you're willing to follow the Lord,
到有一个程度,
it comes to a point,
你说我不讲理由,
when you say I will no longer bring up my reasons,
我所有的理由都是对的,
yes, all my reasons are right,
我所有的理由都是非常合理的,
and all these reasons are very rational.
但是,
however,
因为我爱主,
because I love the Lord,
我就不讲这些理由,
I will not talk about these reasons.
我只是向主说一句话,
I will just say one thing to the Lord.
你到哪里去,
wherever you go,
我就跟着你,
I will go.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
怎么得到基督呢?
How do you obtain Christ?
我在刚才我也讲我那个故事嘛,
and so is it like the story I just shared?
在我最干的时候,
that during the driest time in my life,
当我最难的时候,
when it is most difficult,
我说我何必再这样辛苦呢?
I could say, why do I need to go through such suffering?
我每个礼拜在这里再流有多少水能够搞出来呢?
And each week, I mean, how much water can I actually bring out?
我太累了,
I am too tired.
我就跟着我的弟兄都不管就算了,
and so I should just be like my other brother and just do whatever I wanted.
但我在主面前有一个祷告,
that before the Lord I had this prayer.
我说主我很辛苦,
I said, Lord, I'm suffering.
我很干,
I'm so dry.
但是我又问说,
but I want to say,
主你还要我在这里吗?
Lord, do you still want me to be here?
我还要在这里吗?
Do you still want me to be here?
我没有力量了,
I have no more strength.
我熬不下去了,
I can't struggle anymore.
但我只说,
but I just only say,
主如果你要,
Lord, if you desire,
那我留下来,
then I will stay.
感谢主,
praise the Lord.
主说,
the Lord says, stay. My grace is sufficient for you.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
从那时候开始,
at that moment onwards,
我不再干了,
I was no longer dry.
我知道主将跟我在一起。
And I know that it was in this way that the Lord was with me.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹,
oh brothers and sisters,
Naomi那个田,
the sweetness of Naomi.
到什么时候她真正的甜呢?
When was it that she experienced true sweetness?
不是拿到那个地图,
it's not to have a piece of land.
不是吃了很多的东西,
or eat many great things.
在哪个时候?
But it's during the difficulties.
当拿俄米抱着这个小baby在她手里头的时候,
that when she was holding that young child in her hands,
拿俄米那个时候真的是甜了,
then she experienced that great sweetness.
所有的痛苦都过去了,
all her suffering was no longer there.
她的拿俄米是真正的拿俄米,
now this name Naomi is a reality.
她真的经历那个甜是什么了,
she truly experienced what the sweetness is.
那是什么?
What is it?
那是大卫的祖父, 大卫的父亲,
that is the father of David.
就是神要做荣耀的工作,
that God wanted to do a work of glory in their lives.
我时间没有了,
I have no more time left.
但愿主帮助我们,
but may the Lord help us.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
只有一个恩典,
there's only one grace.
是基督的自己,
it is Christ himself.
请你记住我的话,
may you remember my words.
不管你在生活什么样的生活的里面,
no matter what kind of lifestyle you have,
你不能够离开神的心意,
do not leave the will of God.
不要跑走, 不要离开,
do not run away.
你要活在神永远的旨意里面,
live in the eternal purpose of God.
我们祷告,
let us pray.
主, 我们真将来求你,
Lord, this way we come and we plead before you.
你怎么能够得到路德,
how you obtain Ruth,
怎么让路德成为一个改变那个时代的一个祝福,
and how you've used Ruth to be a blessing in changing the history of this nation.
但愿我们都学路德一样,
Lord, may we be like Ruth,
我们都好好来跟随你,
that we will want to follow after you,
我们真能够得着天上来最大的恩典,
that we have received the greatest grace from heaven.
这是你的自己,
it is you yourself.
We
pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.